Two, we know the difference between success, happiness, and being a good person. Money and, not money or. Often, when I get warmed up and start talking about money and making tons of it, people will start wagging their finger at me. They will tell me I have my priorities messed up and I should focus on more important things like love and being a good person. It's as if they believe success, happiness, and being a good person are all different possible answers to the multiple choice question of how to live a good life. I always have to remind them that there's a correct answer, which is D, all of the above. It's not success or family. It's not money or being a good person. It's money and. We can have all the things. They do not detract or affect each other. They are completely different topics that need to be addressed separately. I'm going to do that for you here. I'm going to define them and show you how much they differ and are mutually exclusive. Let's start with how we define success. Defining success is challenging, so I will save you the research and give you a working definition to use for the sake of this book. We're going to define success as creating the amount of money you want and are capable of creating. Yes. Forgive me. We are going to use money as the measure of success. This is not a bad thing. This does not mean that money is everything, or you can't call yourself successful if you don't have money. You can do whatever you want. But for the sake of this work, success and money are going to be very much intertwined. We are going to combine and alter two definitions of success. Number one, attainment of popularity or profit. Number two, a person or thing that achieves desired aims or attains prosperity. For the sake of this book, we aren't going to count popularity as success. I don't find it useful or even accurate. I believe you can be very popular and not successful, but I do think you can achieve profit and prosperity and define that as success. Success isn't a good effort. It's not showing up. It's not even doing your best. Success is about the win, and it requires a scoreboard. And for the sake of success, in this context, the scoreboard is going to be the money you want to earn and do. I don't want to leave this up for discussion because I think it's a waste of time. What is your desired aim for money? When you hit it, that is success. It's important we keep it simple and clean and talk about it in terms of money. This might make you uncomfortable or even mad. And because of this, I have a whole chapter about it. But for now, we need to be clear and clean on success. Creating the money, amount of money you want and are capable of creating. Set your aim, and when you achieve it, you can consider yourself successful. It really is okay to use money as a measurement of success. Not all of us want success, as I will discuss in a minute, but if we do, we need a way to measure it. Money is how we do it. The actual numbers said out loud, committed to, and then counted. This is without apology or confusion. If you want 100K and you make 100K, you've succeeded. That is success. Now, of course, you can also be successful at other things in your life. You can be successful at playing a sport. You can be successful at raising a family. You can be successful as someone who contributes to their community. I absolutely understand that. But this is a business book, and we're talking about possibility in your career and in your business. And we're going to measure that with money. Extraordinary success is blowing your own damn mind. It's about making more money than you ever thought possible. It's not about being happy all the time or working yourself to burnout. It's not about getting anyone's approval but your own. Success is about knowing what you are capable of and then betting on yourself to make a go of it. Success is when you know in your heart you are winning. In this book, we're going to talk about success in business. Yes, it can be applied to other areas in life, but for the sake of this book, we're going to talk about the work you do and the money you make. And to make things more interesting, we're going to talk about extraordinary success, not the kind you get from just applying what you learned in school. I don't think success is playing it safe by doing what comes easy or doing what your mom wanted you to do, even if you make a lot of money by normal standards. I think success is about the exact opposite of that. It's about forgetting what the rest of everyone thinks and winning in the biggest way you want to and you know how. Success to me is being an example of what is possible. It's about someday making $100 million in 1 year, working 3 days a week. It's about selling as much as I want to sell. It's about changing the conversation in my client's head about what they think they're capable of doing. And no, money isn't everything, but it sure is something. I won't apologize for the connection I make between money and success. It's an awesome scorekeeper for my belief about what is possible. It's a direct reflection of the value I make, and I sure do make a lot of it. So can you. What success isn't. Success is not happiness or sadness, and it's also not goodness or badness. It's not being happy all the time. It's not arriving at some place where money and goal accomplishment solves everything. It doesn't make you better or more worthy or more important. In fact, success is just making a certain amount of money you set out to make, blowing your own damn mind, and then realizing life is still good some of the time and bad some of the time. That is it. Killing yourself for success is silly. How you feel on the way to success is often how you will feel when you arrive there. It's not better there than here. In fact, it can be a lot less comfortable with all that attention. On the way to success, you can explain away your pain as a byproduct of life until you arrive. But once you arrive, you'll get the alarming truth that life will always feel negative half of the time. So it doesn't take away the pain, doubt, insecurity, or fear. For many people, it exasperates it. But it shows you, if you're paying attention, that you can handle it. And that's what makes it worth it. If life in general, and your life specifically, is always going to be full of negative emotion, you might as well get some success along the way. People won't respect you more or approve of you more. People won't love you more. You won't be more worthy than when you started, and the money won't make you any happier for long. But that doesn't mean we should vilify success and not go after it with everything we have. In fact, I think knowing that we have nothing too important to gain or lose is what makes the journey toward what we most want a very good endeavor to consider. It's not as easy as you think, but it's also not easy to stay the same. So the reason to do it is just for some diversity of experience, emotion, and results. That is reason enough. Win or lose, you will have stretched what it means for you to have the human experience. Happiness. Success cannot make you happy. In fact, success and happiness have nothing to do with one another. One is the amount of money you make. The other is an emotion you have. Success has often gotten a bad rap because people try to do it for happiness. They have somehow gotten the message that if they could make more money and be more successful, they would be happy. This is a lie. It has always been a lie and always will be. Happiness is caused by your thinking. You can be happy and successful, or you can be miserable and successful. We all know this is true. We know people who have earned lots of money and are not happy, and we know lots of people who are successful and happy. The most important thing to differentiate here is causation and correlation. Happiness is not caused by success. Happiness can only be caused by your thinking, period. So when people say, I don't want to be successful, I would rather be happy, it doesn't make any sense. It's like saying, I don't want to be strong, I'd rather be smart. They don't have to be dependent or mutually exclusive. In chapter 3, I will talk much more about emotions and what causes them and how to create them. I will also talk about how we've been taught to believe that happiness should be an end goal for our lives, that somehow we can pursue it enough to achieve it. This causes more unnecessary suffering than almost any other thing I see in my clients. When you learn about the concept of 50-50, you will understand that happiness is an emotion that comes and goes, and you would never want to be happy all of the time. It's not even a worthy goal. Success is success. It's earning how much money you want to earn in your job or business. Happiness is happiness. It's an emotion caused by what you're choosing to think, and it's an emotion that is ideal in life about half of the time. Don't put success and happiness in a causation relationship. They have very little to do with each other. And what this means is you don't have to wait to be successful to feel happy, and you certainly don't have to give up on success in order to have happiness. You can and should understand and work towards both of them in a conscious and purposeful way. Being a good person. Most of us want to be good people. being a good person matters to us. And yet most of us don't define what it means to be a good person. In fact, I'm going to offer that many of my clients think being a good person means not being successful. Huh? Can you be rich and successful and be a good person? No, really. I mean, really, really rich. I mean, having more money than you can ever spend rich. Does money stop you from being a good person? That question might sound strange, but it's similar to the idea about happiness. Many people believe that the pursuit of success makes them bad somehow. It's as if money is evil and bad and wrong, and working towards creating more than you need will take away your morality and your character. What does it mean to be a good person, a moral person? This is something you really need to think through and decide. I highly recommend you come up with three rules or values or moral judgments about what good people are and how they act. Make sure you are clear that good is a value judgment and therefore subjective. There's no definitive law on what it means to be good. For me, being a good person means that I make a contribution to the world and leave it better than I found it. It means I follow the laws of my country and state and tell the truth. And finally, it means that I have a tremendous compassion for the humans, despite their shortcomings. But what does it mean to you? What is your definition of a good person? And do you see yourself as one? When you think about happiness and success, can you see that those are different and separate topics that don't need to all relate to being good? Being a good person, being extraordinarily successful with lots of wealth, and being happy a good portion of the time. All of the above are available independent of each other. The choice I have made is to be all of the above. I choose to be extraordinarily successful, which means I make a lot and have a lot of money. I choose to be as happy as possible for a human, which isn't all the time, more on that later. And I choose to be a very good person. That's possible, and don't let anyone tell you that it isn't. The more money I make, the more I'm able to be a good person if I choose to. As opposed to making me a greedy, selfish money stealer, it allows me to be generous and kind and more helpful than I was ever able to do without money. I can hire people and pay them more than I've ever been paid in their life. I can buy my friend a car who can't afford a new one. I can pay for my parents to take a vacation. I can donate large amounts of money to my favorite charity. But it doesn't make me a better person. Being a good person doesn't have anything to do with how much money I do or don't have. I can be a good person with or without money. Making more money will never change that. It absolutely can't. I can be a good mogul. I like the sound of that. Why don't we celebrate more women moguls making all the money that they've ever dreamed possible? We should. And once we know this, once we know that making lots of money doesn't take away our good morality card, we are free to go after it with our hearts on fire. Success can't solve a happiness problem. Lack of success and money won't make you a more moral person. Extraordinary success won't make you a bad person. Separate topics, handle them separately. More success is created by creating more value. Happiness is created by managing your mind. And being good is created by how you choose to define yourself.